A faint echo of his love came back to him. He repeated her name over and over again. The birds that were singing in the dew-drenched garden seemed to be telling the flowers about her. Chapter 8. It was long past noon when he awoke. His valet had crept several times on tiptoe into the room to see if he was stirring, and had wondered what made his young master sleep so late. Finally, his bell sounded, and Victor came softly in with a cup of tea and a pile of letters on a small tray of old Sèvres china, and drew back the olive satin curtains with their shimmering blue lining that hung in front of the three tall windows.